He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday morning. It is the September 4th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, and we're out of the gate pretty quickly here this morning. I think the market likes the news out of Europe today, where they're going to do a little bit of quantitative easing themselves, a little bit of bond buybacks over in Europe, and that's really hurting the euro here this morning, which is at 1.30. And of course, the U.S. dollar continues to rise against the euro. And our markets are rising today. The S&P 500 is up 7 points this morning to 2008, which I believe is an all-time high on the S&P 500. The Dow is up 61 points to 17,139. We have the NASDAQ is up 23 this morning to 4,595. The NASDAQ had a bad day yesterday, mostly due to a sell-off in Apple, which I'll talk about a little bit here today. Apple was down 4% on Wednesday. Gold is up just a skosh here this morning. Gold is at $1,272 per ounce. The 10-year yield is at 2.43%, which is pretty much at or near its 52-week low there on interest rates. And, of course, I guess Europe liked what it saw from our bond buyback program here in America. And, of course, the European economy is being threatened greatly right now by the war going back and forth of economic sanctions between Russia and the EU. And so Mario Draghi, the ECB chairman, is going to buy back some bonds to keep interest rates low in Europe. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, we've really had a rally in the dollar here recently. So much for the call of the collapse of the U.S. dollar. Now, I'm not saying that I don't think at some point in time we're going to not going to have our comeuppance, but here you've got a dollar that's been in rally mode. Now let's just take a look at a chart. I use UUP, which is an exchange-traded fund. Look at that. Oh my gosh. The dollar has just exploded here to the upside, and of course that is not good for commodity and gold prices. So if you're a commodity investor, or if you're still bet the farm on gold, this isn't good news for you. The dollar is up about 5 or 6% here since the middle of June, and it's basically because of the weakness of the euro. Currencies around the world trade on a relative basis, one against another. And once again, the U.S. dollar is being perceived as the strongest currency in the world, despite our own misguidance over here in America and how much we're spending and whatnot. The dollar continues to be strong, and Europe must have liked what they saw out of our bond buyback program, because now they're going to do the same thing in Europe. Mario Draghi announced today that they'll be doing their own bond buyback program. I don't have any exposure to Europe personally, or in the accounts that I manage, and it's not one of my favorite areas of the world right now. I prefer the emerging markets, and you've heard me say a lot this year about India, about China, and also about Brazil. Who's stealing JP Morgan's information on their clients? Well, I guess they've tracked it. It's going to Russia. Boy, I'll tell you what, they seem to be the source of a lot of problems these days. But there's a sophisticated network of computers around the world that one can hire to steal information, get credit card information, get social security numbers, birth dates, passwords, etc. And of course, we had a JP Morgan hit here recently. And they've traced that the information that was stolen is ending up in Russia. Ebola, a lot of companies working feverishly trying to come up with a vaccine, number one. And Johnson & Johnson has a promising vaccine for Ebola. They're speeding up their research there. Another one today, NWLK, which is NewLink. They're also ramping up and they're being given the green light to ramp up their research on their vaccine, potential vaccine for Ebola. So that's creating some opportunity in this capitalistic world that we live in for somebody to come up with a cure or a vaccine to prevent Ebola. The euro continues to tank. You know, while the dollar is rising, look at the euro, FXE. Hey, it's a good time for a European vacation this maybe Thanksgiving, maybe Christmas. Your dollar is going to buy a lot more in Europe these days. The euro has gone from 137, wow, clear down to 128 today. That's a huge drop in the euro since its peak in about May of this year. And, of course, that does make European goods more competitive in the world markets. That's one of the reasons why they're taking the actions that they're taking. And it makes U.S. goods less competitive in the world markets. We had a slight miss in the jobs numbers. This week we created 204,000 jobs according to the ADP private sector report. They were expecting 220,000. And of course, bad news is good news because now investors look and say, well, now Janet Yellen won't have to raise interest rates as quickly as we thought, but they're still expected to do a rate hike sometime early next year, maybe in the first quarter of next year. And of course, the market plays off of that. The three things that the market's really watching right now would be, one, the Fed, which it should. And I said at the beginning of this year that the Fed would hold a lot of the keys to the future of this current bull market. So far, the Fed's been fairly accommodative, even though there's been some jawboning of higher interest rates down the road. We're still having an okay year in the market. But the Fed has pulled the punch bowl, and that's been the biggest impact on our market this year. The market is also looking at geopolitical events around the world. And I've come to the conclusion that you can't trust a darn thing that comes out of the Ukraine or Russia. I mean, does the media, I mean, they're worse than our media here in America, I think. Maybe not. Maybe it's a tie now. We've kind of gone down to their level. Or I see things happen here in San Diego where I'm an eyewitness, and I see it reported in the media the next day, and it was nothing like what I witnessed. So I don't know. There's an awful lot of spin out there these days. And what we hear from Russia and Ukraine is just completely non-credible. And we've had big sell-offs in the market because of news coming out of the Ukraine. And we've had big days in the market because of all of a sudden they've declared peace in the Ukraine. And now you've got NATO getting involved, meeting this week about the whole situation. I don't trust any of the news. The market should not be taking its cues from Russia and the Ukraine because it's totally unreliable. And then, of course, you've got ISIS, which in my opinion they should be exterminated. Put a big tent over that area like they do a house that's full of cockroaches or full of termites and just exterminate. If they want to behave that way and threaten the world with their actions, just take care of them. You mean to tell me here's a group that has no Navy ships, they have no fighter jets, they have no way to rebuild their the weapons that they lose. They have no sophisticated technology. They have no anything. They don't even have a country to hang their hat in. And we can't exterminate those guys. I'm just looking at this little fleet here in San Diego. I think San Diego could take care of these guys. Why are we letting them even threaten us and commit the acts that they're committing, and they're spreading like cockroaches. Now Libya is going to hell in a handbasket. There's 11 commercial jetliners in Libya, and we just lifted the ban on Libyans going to flight school here in America. And there's 11 jetliners missing in Libya. Hello. Next week's 9/11, by the way. We're just a week away. This is 9/4. Who knows? This could be one whale of a 9/11. I'm going to really be watching these markets here going forward. So anyways, a lot to talk about. When we come back, we'll get into some individual stocks. This is Bill Gunnarsson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Professional Money Manager Bill Gunderson, where we're heard every day. One of our affiliates is there in Dallas, Texas, and we're happy to be heard there every day. We hope I hope that you enjoy the show that is heard in Dallas Monday through Friday. I do it live here from San Diego every single day, and it's at different times in different markets around the country because of all the different time zones and whatnot. But I try to make it, it's not really that time sensitive. We're taking a look at the strongest companies in the market, the strongest sectors, whether to be in the market at all at any given time, where the best asset classes are, where the best sectors are, best indexes in the world. This has been a very, very different year than last year. Last year was like shooting fish in a barrel. It was all about U.S. small caps, and it was all about U.S. biotechs and U.S. internet stocks. That was where the action was. And, of course, the drug and the healthcare stocks. And this year, it's the action spread out a lot because there's no longer juice in the system. There's no longer a stimulus in the system. And a lot of money has gone overseas this year chasing stocks. But there's still a lot of good stocks right here in America. This is one of the weird stocks that my app picks up from time to time. And I have watched this thing just absolutely soar. And I don't know why I never bought any shares of it. For one reason, I can't really buy it in my managed accounts because it trades very, very thinly. So far today, it's traded 17,000 shares. That's it. I mean, I can't come in as a money manager and buy a chunk of this thing for my shareholder. But this thing has done absolutely terrific. It's a company headquartered in Dallas, Texas, named Texas Pacific Land Trust. And I can see why. I mean, they sell, they lease, and they manage land in the U.S., and they also retain the oil and gas royalties. And there's an oil boom going on in Texas once again in the Permian Basin, the Eagle Ford Shale. And we're getting oil out of areas that we thought had been depleted long ago. But new technology has come along. We thought we had it all and would never see better technology. I read today in the San Diego newspaper that David Kay passed away. My very first computer was a K-Pro back in the early 80s, I would say, mid-80s. And I thought I had died and gone to heaven with the technology we had back then in that K-Pro computer. Now the thing would make a good boat anchor, you know, as I look at the laptops that we have today and even the computing power on the smartphone. Well, I'm sure the same thing has occurred in the oil drilling business. We're finding oil through fracking. George Mitchell, one of the inventors of the fracking methodology, which has really helped America on its way to energy independence. And Texas has always been an oil state, oil country. There's oil down there. And Texas Pacific Land Trust, TPL, has been a great investment for little guys wanting to own a piece of a $2 billion company that has done the following returns over the years. And in fact, you know, if I look in my app, this thing has been as high as number 7 6 months ago. 6 months ago, this stock was trading at about $93 a share, $100 a share. Now it's $240 a share, and it just keeps rising. And again, I don't have any position in the stock, but I have been sending out tweets on this company for the last, this goes back a year and a half ago, 18 months ago when I first discovered the stock. And maybe if it ever pulls back, I'll buy a few shares. But I bring it to your attention because of the phenomenal performance. Over the last 10 years, this company, which trades on the New York Stock Exchange under the symbol TPL, pays no dividend. No, it does. 0.1%. But it's not the dividend that it's all about. It's the capital appreciation. Over the last 10 years, it's delivered 30% per year to investors. That's just the average. Those are just the numbers. You take the price of the stock 10 years ago today, you look at where it is now, you apply the math formula, and that works out to a compound average return to investors of 30% per year. Over the last 5 years, now this is really, the shale boom has really been over the last 5 years, really, where it's really taken off, and we've discovered new areas, and we've gone back and revisited old areas and found that there's still a lot of oil down there, a lot of natural gas. This stock has delivered 53% per year. And over the last 3 years, it's delivered 80% per year. And over the last 12 months, it's up 165%. It's probably the stock you never heard about. And yet it's one of the top performing stocks in the entire market. Now, I give everybody, I'm an equal opportunity stock picker, stock investor, ratings of stocks. That's all I do is I take the raw data, crunch the numbers, and I can't do a valuation on this thing. That's all I can tell you is that the P.E. ratio is 64. That's all I can tell you. There's nobody that covers the stock. There aren't any analysts that cover it. Hey, if you want analyst coverage, give Gunderson a call. Go to my website at PW Street if there's anybody from the company listening. And I'd be happy to talk and maybe write up a story on the company or a research report if I had some numbers to go by. But over the last 12 months, this stock's up 164%. Now, when I compare the returns of Texas Pacific Land Trust to all the other companies out there in my database, which are approaching 4,000 right now, it gets a performance grade of A+. This is one of the top performing stocks in the entire market. Unbelievable, isn't it? And it gets a momentum grade of A+. Again, one of the strongest stocks in the entire market. As I look at the chart, the last 1, 2, 3 days have just been phenomenal. It's gone from 200 to 240 in the last 3 days. I don't know anybody at the company. They're not paying me anything to say anything about the stock. That's all I know is I have an app out here in San Diego called the Best Stocks Now app. And it goes out and creeps and crawls through the market every single day, comes back with raw data, crunches that data, and compares it against all the other stocks out there. And I'm adding stocks all the time as I find them to my database. This one's been in there for a while. This stock has been ranked as high as number 7 6 months ago. Where was this stock 6 months ago? $100 a share. Now it's $240 per share. Hey, the little Best Stocks Now app, I should listen to it more often here. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
Back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we're talking about a little of this and a little bit of that, the woes in Europe, which has caused the chairman of the ECB, European Central Bank, to pull a page out of our playbook and do a little bit of bond buying. They're buying back their own debt, and this is crashing the euro right now. It's also crashing. It's also boosting the U.S. dollar to new highs. The dollar has been on a tear here recently. So, the euro going down. Good time for European vacation here. It's also good for the European economy. It's bad for our economy because the dollar going up makes our goods less competitive on the world market place. We have a race on to find the cure or the vaccine for Ebola. We have jobless numbers that didn't come in as good as we thought, but we'll get the big ones here at the end of this week. We've talked about a funny little stock headquartered down in Dallas, Texas, by the name of Texas Pacific Land, TPL, which has just been a scorcher here. I don't know who's buying that thing, but somebody's buying it. And it just does not trade very much volume. But I guess if you're an individual investor, you could get into a stock like that. I'm not recommending. I'm just giving you an example. I'm just pointing you to something that has just been a phenomenal performer here recently. Next one I want to talk about, I continue to like the India story. I really do. And I've done well so far with the various investments that I've made in India earlier this year. I just see more opportunity there. I see like India's market being where ours was 5 years ago. I don't know that India's market can triple over the next 5 years like ours has done over the last 5 years. But it seems like there's a lot of upside potential there, especially when I take a look at the fact that it's underperformed our market by such a wide margin over the last, you know, several years. And now it's finally playing catch up. Not only is it playing catch up, but it's running much faster than our market. So I like India right now. And the various ways to play it are through mutual funds that invest in India, ETFs that invest in India, or the few individual stocks that are available here on our exchanges that also invest in India. And one that I currently own, I still like the pharmaceuticals, I still like the drug stocks, and I like India. So I currently own a stock that not only is a drug and pharmaceutical stock, but it's also headquartered in India. Dr. Reddy's Labs LTD. The symbol of the stock is RDY. Trading on the New York Stock Exchange. It's a developer of active pharmaceutical ingredients, intermediates, finished dosage forms, and biological products. And it's been a pretty doggone good company over the years. You know, I'm just taking a look here at where this stock was back in 2008. It was at $7 per share. And now it's almost $50 per share. But what about today? Is it too late to buy Dr. Reddy's Labs? Well, I believe that India is just getting started here with their resurgence. I really do believe that even though it's not going to happen overnight, I really do believe that the new leadership in India will kind of bring back investment into India. I've seen some major steps taken here recently by the leaders in India to bring back investment into their markets, to open up their markets a little more to foreign investment. And I've seen the results in a rising India stock market. Dr. Reddy's Labs, over the last 10 years, has delivered some pretty good returns. In fact, the stock has tripled, more than tripled, the returns of our S&P 500. Dr. Reddy's has delivered 21% per year to investors, while the S&P has delivered 6%. That's pretty doggone good. It has been a volatile stock, but for the most part, since 2008, it's been a pretty steady climb upwards. It's an $8.4 billion mid-cap company, which is also a sweet spot in the market this year. The mid-cap stocks have done pretty well. Over the last 5 years, Dr. Reddy's has delivered 27% per year. That's double what our markets have returned. And even though the Indian stock market has underperformed the U.S. stock market by a wide margin over the last 5 years, Dr. Reddy's has bucked that trend and has been an outperformer not only of the India stock market, but also of our U.S. stock market. So that's really to be commended for that kind of performance here. Now, over the last 3 years, it's been kind of flat. There's been political change brewing in the winds, and that political change has finally taken hold. And over the last 12 months, Dr. Reddy's Labs is up 53%, while our market's up 22%. And there's more evidence that the emerging markets are all of a sudden running much faster than the U.S. markets. And one of those stocks is Dr. Reddy's Labs, RDY. Now let's take a look. And by the way, it gets a performance grade of A- when I compare it against the other 3,900 or so stocks in my database. And it gets a momentum grade of A right now. When I take a look at the valuation, it's not the cheapest stock around. It does have a P/E ratio of 22 right now, but it's growing by a pretty good pace. It's been growing by about 15% per year. The quarter that they just reported saw 50% growth in earnings. I can still justify a price somewhere approaching the $90 area 5 years down the road. And Dr. Reddy's is currently trading at $49.58. There's no guarantees here. I just like to try to stack the probabilities on my side as much as I possibly can from a value point of view and from a performance momentum point of view. And I've said many times, most people in my industry are one or the other. They're value investors, deep value investors, only buying stocks that are trading at what they perceive to be a huge discount to their intrinsic value. And they hold on to them over time, hoping that the market someday will recognize and agree with them on the intrinsic value that they've calculated. Or people are momentum investors. They buy stocks that are go, go, go. I like both. And it's not easy to find stocks like that. At any given time, there's usually only 200 or 300 of them in the market. And right now, Dr. Reddy's is one of those. In fact, as I look at the 3,883 stocks in my database right now, Dr. Reddy's comes in at number 111. And it is a stock that I bought back towards the end of August, fairly recently, fairly new buy. I own it in my aggressive growth accounts. And the stock's been breaking out recently to new all-time highs. I hope to own it for the next 5 years. You never know. However, this is a seed that's just been planted in the garden. So far, it's just shooting its little head above ground, and we'll see if it becomes into a nice, healthy investment, just like a nice, healthy heirloom tomato plant. And I will be watching it. It's about a 3 or 4% position in my aggressive growth accounts, and it's more evidence of exposure that I've added in that India stock market, and more evidence that I continue to add exposure to the emerging markets, and I continue to, you know, that's just kind of a natural thing that's going on right now. Selling a U.S. stock that maybe I feel is not performing or is underperforming, and moving it to little bit better performing stocks that I'm finding in China, India, other places, Brazil, other places around the world. And right now, Dr. Reddy's RDY fits that bill. Hey, I'll be writing my newsletter again this week. Try to get it out by Friday night sometime so you have it for the weekend. It will have all my new stocks that I bought this week. It's been a shortened week. I haven't found a lot. I've really searched hard trying to find new things. There's a couple that look very promising that I may pick up here today. I'll have my updates on the current ranking of the sectors in the market, the asset classes, the indexes around the world, and we want to keep our eyes in the rear view mirror, because in 2008, the market got blindsided by a 53% bear. When everybody was just a little bit too complacent. We don't want to be sitting through a 53% drop in the market. We remain vigilant. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak.
That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Here to the final segment of the Best Docs Now Radio Hour, and I'll begin working feverishly on the newsletter. The newsletter has kept you in the market for the last 65 months. In 5 days, it'll be the 66-month anniversary of the current bull that has carried the market from 666 to 2010, which is where we are at today. How valuable has it been to be in that market this whole entire time? And there's been a lot of threats that have come along over the last 65 months, geopolitical threats, domestic political threats, natural disasters, rumors of wars, all kinds of things. Standoffs in the Congress, fiscal cliffs. And every time I step back, analyze the situation, let the app do the talking. What's the current ranking of the asset classes? What's the current ranking of the indexes? What's the current ranking of the sectors? How are the individual stocks holding up? What are the technicals of the S&P, of the NASDAQ, of the Dow? Weighing that all out, as much evidence as I could possibly analyze, and then coming away with the single conclusion, whether to still be bullish or to run for the cover in the market, preparing for a bear, doing other things, maybe investing in inverse funds. Nope, I've kept you in the market this whole entire time, and I am not a perma bull. There will come a time you'll open up the newsletter or you'll hear me here on the radio say, you know what, I hate to say it, but the bear is knocking at the door. And we need to be really, really careful here. We need to raise cash. Maybe we need to hedge. Maybe we need to put in inverse funds. Now, that time has not come yet. But every week, every day, I report where I stand on the market unequivocally. There's no questions, and other guys are out there just as bearish as I am bullish, and they're unequivocal about their stance and calls on the market. Many of them have been calling for a falling dollar, rising gold prices above $3,000 an ounce, and a stock market that's headed for you know where, and it has not happened. They have not given good advice, and yet they continue to make the same exact calls over and over and over again. And as I reported this on my TV gig here the other day on the local news, the anchor said, hey, Bill, they'll eventually be right. And I said, yes, just like a broken clock. It's right twice per day. And they will eventually be right. And then they'll thump their chest and say, see, I told you. But how much has being wrong cost the average investor over the last 65 months? The market has tripled. A 401k has become a 1201k. Just by being invested in the S&P 500. Then you throw in your additions every year over the last 3 years, and you should have really gotten fat and happy in your retirement account. You ought to be in a lot better shape today than you were 5.5 years ago. If you listened to my show, if you subscribed to my newsletter, if you had my app, you would have been in the market. And you're still in the market today, but there's going to come a time. And every time something comes along, I analyze the threat to see if it's one that we need to be really careful with. There's been some major geopolitical events this year, any one of which could really explode into a major situation that could really impact the markets. But as I sit back and look every single week, I come to the conclusion, at least for now, that this continues to be a bull market, and this continues to be place the stocks, that is, equities, that are the best place to be in the market. Not gold, not bonds, equities. And this year I've taken on quite a foreign flavor, as maybe the U.S. markets are kind of running their course. We know the stimulus has run its course. And if stimulus is a big driver of the market, obviously, as you remove stimulus from the U.S. markets, we had a small cap market that was up 40% last year. This year it's flat. That tells you what stimulus does for a market and what the lack thereof does. And I would just close today's show by talking a little bit about Apple. Apple had a bad day this week. It seems that Samsung kind of stole their thunder by stepping in front of Apple with announcements of their own. And Apple obviously getting ready to make a big product announcement. I believe, what is it, Tuesday of next week, something like that, where they'll be doing the iPhone 6. I'm excited about it. I'm anxious to get a bigger phone, personally. My eyesight is not getting any better, staring into these computer screens on a daily basis. The reading glasses, you know, have become a part of my everyday life over the last many years. And I'm looking forward to a bigger iPhone. What would they call them now? A fab. Fab, yeah, a phablet, that's it, a phablet. Maybe we'll get a Fab 4 phablet again, but, you know, my family all wants a phablet now. We're all looking at our plan, who gets the upgrade. But at Samsung stepped in front of Apple yesterday with a product of their own with all kinds of bells and whistles, and now Samsung's got a watch and everything, the Dick Tracy watch that we used to watch in the, you know, in the comic books. I don't know if I'm looking forward to the watch. And I've had some people say, gee, should I sell my Apple here? I certainly wouldn't. It's one of the largest positions that I have here at Gunderson Capital Management. And over the years, I've watched us go from K-Pro computers. And I'm sure there's a lot of listeners out there that predate me by a long ways, can go way back to the vacuum tubes and everything at IBM. Or the cards, the cards with the holes in them. And, you know, I started with the K-Pro. Now here we are today with the computer power. And back in K-Pro's days, we thought we had it all. And look how far we've come. Well, someday we look at the technology that we have today, and it's obsolete. Say, how did we ever get along with those old smartphones and those iPhones now that we've got these things implanted in our head or whatever, you know, wherever technology is headed. But I do like Apple still. And I think, you know, it's still fairly inexpensive, trading at 14 times forward earnings. I do think that Apple and Samsung are now kind of mortal enemies, bitter competitors with one another. They've sued each other. Apple's not using Samsung chips anymore, and Samsung's trying to one-up Apple all the time. But I still think that there's more innovation to come out of the Cupertino company. In addition to that, you get a pretty nice dividend on the stock these days. The dividend yield right now is 1.9%. Give me Apple's yield 1.9% any day over a U.S. Treasury yielding 2.4%. That's my 2 cents. I'm pwstreet.com for the newsletter. Or if you'd like to talk to us about managing your money, 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.